joined by Case captain Francis Duku after this afternoon's 1-0 win at Horsham. Francis, a great result today. Is that what they mean when they talk about grinding out a result?
Yeah, it was a battle. We stayed in it right to the end, got the goal early, well, reasonably early on, and then had a couple of chances. But, you know, long group game went on 1-0. Always a bit nervy. They did have a couple of chances themselves, but, thankfully, we managed to stick to it and saw it out.
And how bad was the pitch? It looked terrible from the terraces.
It was awful. Trying to turn on that pitch was really, really hard, you know. I'm a big guy anyway, so it didn't do me any favours, but I was just all round for everyone. It was hard work on it, but pleasing thing is we stuck to our task and got the 3 points.
Ground out the result. When they talk about grinding out results, 1-0 is away from home. That's the mark of champions, isn't it? We're only 7 points off the top.
That's a lot of things that have got to happen before we can look that way. All we've got to do is, I mean, cliches, I know, but just keep winning games. We've had good runs and then we've had a bad result, and good runs and bad result again. We just got to try and get that bad result out of our system, you know, try and make sure it doesn't affect us again, and just see how long we can keep going for.
I thought we defended really well today, but when we lapsed slightly, Rob Telford was there, wasn't he? How much do we owe to him today?
I think he made a great point blank save. Couple hours I'd expect him to make, but I think the point blank save was the one where it looked like, oh no, this is going to be the breakthrough for them. But he's popped up again. I mean, carried on from where he left off last week, really. Made some really important saves for us last week. This time he's a lot less busy, but when he's called upon, he stepped up again, so you can't ask for more than that from him.
What did you make of the referee's performance? He struck me as a bit niggly.
He was very hit or miss. Sometimes he saw things, missed a hell of a lot of things, and then did some things that were just totally, totally random. Everyone looked at him and thought, you know, what have you seen? But, you've got to deal with him. You're going to have some who are good, some who are bad, and just no matter how much you moan, it doesn't change his mind. I know that more than most because I don't stop moaning.
It looked like there's a bit of a fracas going on in our box towards the end of the game. What was happening there?
Oh, dear, guy came up for a set piece and he's pulling all over me, so I pulled him back and he's lost his temper and started throwing his arms around. But
that's not a wise move against you, is it?
Well, I'm old enough to know better, and I've just stayed strung up against him, and I'm not going to swing back. You get yourself in trouble, so I left him to it. Referee saw it, gave him a booking, and that's the end of it.
When you look at our bench today, we've got Dean Lodge. He's just walked past. Dean Lodge,
you can hear
substitute over there.
It's the one-on-one.
So you've got Lodge on the bench, you've got Huswick on the bench. Bash wasn't in the squad today, he's injured. There's real strength in depth, isn't there? You've got to play well to keep your place.
At the moment, definitely. And that's what Dowser has got to love, you know, that's what he wants. Good. Everyone's fit. You know, we've always had good bodies around, but now everyone's fit. You've got to play well to stay in. Even if you play well, you might not stay in because there could be decisions made for particular teams we're playing against. Just got to, as a team, I think team spirit and everything at the moment is absolutely top draw. I was actually just praising you here.
Is that in spite of the manager?
In spite of the manager.
Excuse me, can I just see if this lad's actually robbed a living for the last 10 years and just don't take any notice, you see, but you captain to say, well, good luck.
I was going to ask you about, as Dowse brings it up, I was going to ask you about the captaincy. Like, Luke Garrard has obviously gone out on loan. He may or may not be back. But does that add an extra dimension to your game? I asked you at Met Police, and it was sort of, you thought of it very much as a temporary basis. But do you know, you see it as club captain, more permanent?
I'm just doing what I'm asked to do. Obviously Luke Garrard's been there a few years and he's done a great job. But unfortunately for him, this is the nature of the game. He got injured, Rob came in, and Rob's done really, really well. You know, deserves to keep his place. So Dowse has had to look for someone to come in and do it. He's chosen me, so which is a good sign for me from him. All I'll do is do as well as I can with him for him. So I've played a few more years than some of the other guys, so just try and help him out with it as much as I can.
And the most pressing issue of all, what's going on with Max's lime green fluorescent boots?
Well, he reckons he went to the shop to buy a new pair of boots and they're the only ones that could fit him. Now, you and I are both no different. Max fancies himself as a frustrated, creative centre forward. So he just thought they would be the ones that stood out the most.